that street had a couple of houses close to Phillips, because Phillips didn't go through, and when you got to the bottom of Phillips, it would turn and go into Aubrey up the hill.
Okay.
And there were a couple of families that lived there, and one of the families was Harry's.
Okay.
And they had three boys. And the interesting thing about this was they had almost like an orchard. They had a lot of apple trees. And there were bears and deer and, of course, skunks and squirrels and raccoons. And the bears used to come down to their property and pick the apples. So they shot one of the bears. Maybe they shot more than one, I don't know, but I remember them that they had shot one, because they took and made a beautiful rug out of this. It was really lovely. But they had a lot of trouble with the bears and the apples. Mm. And we had plums and cherries, and the raccoons, you could see them laying up there, picking the plums and the cherries. It was really quite something.
Yes.
Anyway.
Do you remember going up to the Olufsen fur farm? That was on 4th. And you were the children's babysitter. That was Maureen.
That's
and
right.
Sister Anita.
Can I just go back to
yes.
Aubrey Street for a moment?
Oh, yes.
If you went all the way up Aubrey as far as you could go, and it goes past Pinehurst now.
Okay.
That's the street there. It doesn't go much further than that, I don't think. But there was a nice house in there, and there was a fellow named Andrew Lina, and he had a vineyard.
Oh.
And he had cleared all that property south of his house. It was his property, but he had cleared it. And so the sun shone on there all day, and it was a nice hill for these grape vines. He had beautiful grapes there. And he was there for a while, and then he married a lady from Alberta. And then when they retired, they moved back to Alberta. That house is still there, but there's no vineyard there that I can see. So that is a piece of, you know, history in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And also along Aubrey there, we used to pick blackberries. Those little ones that grew along the ground, not the big ones that they have today.
Oh.
But these were small ones. They would be, well, if you got one that was an inch long, you really hit the jackpot. Because they weren't always that long, but they were longer and had small seeds in them. Most marvelous jam. That was our favorite jam.
Oh.
It was just wonderful. And we used to go up there and pick these berries. And usually these berries or these vines grow where there's been burning. And underneath we could see burnt branches and logs and what have you. So I'm not sure that there was a fire on there, but there could have been, you know, the loggers, when they burned the brush off. I'm not sure. But I do remember that we picked these for ourselves, of course, because we liked the jam and my mom was always canning. And we also picked them for a fellow who lived on Sherlock, and he had a stand at a market in Chinatown, I think, down in there somewhere. And he wanted these because he could had good sale for these.
Oh, for the berries?
For the berries.
For the berries. Oh, okay.
So we would pick these, and he would give us the little boxes, and they were wooden boxes, and the bottom didn't sit on the table. It was up a bit, about a half an inch. And we would, you know, fill it as full as he wanted it, and then we would take them to him on his the day before he was selling them or going to the market, which was usually a weekend, and then he would pay us for these things.
Oh, how old would you have been when you were doing that?
maybe 10.
Okay.
Maybe 12, something like that. But I can remember very, very clearly one day, all of a sudden, you know, there are lots of prickles on those berries. And I thought, you know, I had stepped in this, and I went down, and was a hole there. So I thought, okay, but these berries were so luscious and large that I didn't bother too much. So anyway, this hurt didn't stop. So I pulled my leg out, and I brushed my hand on my leg, and I ended up with this wasp or whatever it was on my hand.
Oh, no.
Well, talk about seeing the bears run with the bees after. That was me. I was running down that street, and these were after me. Well, I swelled up like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, my.
My hand and my leg, I was a mess. So I was very careful after that, but you know, that's kind of scary.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So I found out there and then that I was allergic to this. Mm-hmm. So if I, once again, I had an affair with
an affair with the out of doors.
And this thing bit me in the back of the leg, and I didn't realize it, but my leg swelled up, and it was absolutely purple. And we were leaving to go to Norway that night, and I just wasn't able to do anything. I was just out of it. So I remember all afternoon I was in bed or lying on the bed because I just couldn't maneuver. And of course, I'm allergic to that, so if I ever get a bite that swells up anything like that, I was told get to the hospital right away. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's something I probably shouldn't have bothered
right.
with.
Oh, no, that's, yes.
But these blackberries, we don't see them around anymore. And when people talk about blackberries and canning them and making jam out of them, that's just not blackberry jam to me. He also wanted the raspberries, and my mom and dad had raspberries, and that was something else we did. We picked raspberries, and we also sent them to the cannery.
This is from that you grew on your
farm? Yes, we grew it on our property. My mom looked after the berries, and I helped her, and we picked. And my mother had... We sent these to the cannery, as I say, and the cannery would give you the lowest price, of course, they could. And some of the berries were just beautiful berries. We never put any in that were too soft or anything like that. And my mom just did not understand this, why she was getting jam grade for these when they were perfect. But anyway, that's how it was. And then, of course, my mom canned a lot and made a lot of jam. And I would help her with that. And my mother had a huge garden. She had everything. And she had a lot of corn, beautiful corn. And in amongst the corn, she grew pumpkins. So we had lots of pumpkin pie. And, you know, for lunch, we might have just corn. You know, we could just eat corn. It's just so good. And then she had beets and carrots, potatoes, and vegetables that would last us the whole winter. And my dad grew kale for the chickens. So when this kale came in, that you were having to have kale every day as green food, I'm saying to myself, that's chicken food.
Because you wouldn't eat it yourself. The family
didn't
eat it.
No, we didn't eat it.
It was for the chickens.
It was chicken feed. But I can still see this he had a whole area there that was just for kale, and that kept the chickens going, you know, all winter. Right. Because they had to have green stuff, too.
Yes.
And he couldn't let them out in the cold, so he had to have something for them. So they had that.